Welcome to It Just Means Less, where we talk all things SEC sports. Here are your hosts, Wells Parrigian and Jacob Holman.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the It Just Means Less podcast. I'm your host, Wells Parrigian, here, as always, with my co-host, Jacob Holman. How are you, Jacob?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I am extremely good because my basketball team is still undefeated in conference play. I'm not sure if everybody on the podcast can say that. And, I'm sure Jacob probably had in his head about how many seconds it would take for me to bring up the Alabama loss on Tuesday. And I'm sure I went under that. So tell us about the feelings on Tuesday night, Jacob.
Not very happy at all. I think is a great way to say it. I felt like they were in a little bit of trouble when going to the under 16. It was 4-2. They had hung in there. The turnover ratio was 21-7.
That'll get you beat.
Not going to win you any games, man. And you shoot five for 20 from three. Alabama only putting up 20 shots from three is kind of unheard of. I mean, I think they're averaging 31 a game. So, not very good. I mean, Ole Miss is legit. I think there's definitely some teams that can knock them off. Personally, I'd like for Alabama to have another shot at them because I think that they ran a lot of the offense through Dia. I don't know, is it Malik or Muhammad, one of the two?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
He's their big man, dude. He did everything. And I think what makes them so good is their defense. They're definitely not the most offensive talented team, but they're really good defensively. And so I think defense always travels no matter where you go. So, it didn't help that Alabama was down Darren Reed. That doesn't help. It limits you to 9 scholarship guys. And then, also losing Latrell Reitzel for the year. I think that hurts because I think in a game like this, when nobody could really step up, maybe you have a veteran guy like him step up since Sears couldn't or, anything like that. So it was unfortunate. I hate that it happened at home. You're going to call me a fake fan, but I've never left early. I left with 2 minutes on the clock. I just got so frustrated just because I didn't really, it was just unfortunate, but it is what it is. Did you lose me?
I did. Was that, you think that's me or you?
That's definitely here.
You think you could edit, just hit the, I got so frustrated again and keep on going or? No, I think it's me because my computer just went to trying to connect.
It says my connection's unstable. So maybe both of us.
All right.
Still recording though. So, I just got frustrated.
You could just hit the sentence again and then cut if you think you can.
Where do I start?
I want to just say, you don't ever call me a fake fan, but I left 2 minutes and I just got so fresh and that's where I lost you.
I got you. All right. Ready? Mm-hmm. All right. You may call me a fake fan, but I left 2 minutes early. Two minutes left on the clock. I've never left before. Never left. So I was just frustrated. Couldn't really watch it. It was honestly an eyesore. It wasn't fun, but it happens, and maybe it's a wake up call.
Yeah, I think Auburn had a little bit of one Saturday too. Going up to South Carolina and squeaking past them. We lost Jani Broome early in the first half, and it was really a wake up call for the other guys. Like, hey, you got to step up. You got to start playing defense because who was the preseason? No, not the preseason. Maybe not the preseason, but he was the wooden player of the year right now is down. So now we got to see what you can do. They were able to just find a way, which is all that matters is on the road is finding a way. And then they were able to come back Tuesday versus a very good Mississippi State team and basically had their way. I mean, the game was really never in doubt outside of maybe up until, from the first 8 minutes out. I mean, it was all Auburn. So, things happen. So let's hope Jani Broome gets back for Auburn. I don't know if that's going to affect my picks this week, but it definitely could in the upcoming episodes if he's not back for Tennessee or Florida.
Yeah, man. That's one thing is like, I think good basketball players are good basketball players. Mm-hmm. I think no matter what, who they play for. And so like, even though our schools and, we're not best of friends when it comes to playing on the court or, cheering for the team. You never want Alabama to win. You never want Auburn to win from either one of us, but you never really want to see anybody get hurt. And so like, I don't want it to be a situation where like you face Auburn and they're down Jani Broome. Like if you were to play them and you win, did you really beat them? Like, did you beat them? Cause you want it to be, you want both teams to be at their full potential.
Yeah. It's a built-in excuse if it happens.
Right. And so, but, you just hate to see anybody get hurt. But I think just kind of looking at some of the games this past week, man, how about last night?
Let's see. I was going to roll off the – we can talk about last night about Texas-Oklahoma is where I would – when I think about last night kind of thing. I mean, Texas was having their way in the first half, and then they built up a 25 – It was, it was,
30.
yeah. And then Oklahoma tried to come back. A lot of foul calls towards the end. A lot of little ref show. I know I texted you that kind of thing. The game was still going on at 11:30 Central Time Zone, which is past my bedtime, if we're being honest, especially on a school night kind of thing. But shout out Texas. They got their first conference win, and now Oklahoma's sitting there at 0-4 with Arkansas and South Carolina.
Yeah. Also, how just looking at that game, you know, who's the head official was Don Daly. Looking at the Bama A&M game the other night, he was the head official of that game. So it feels like it's a Don Daly game.
A pattern forming there. Is that what's happening?
Yeah. So also I think going back to Saturday in Kentucky, Mississippi State, you know, heck of a game.
Oh yeah. A lot of fun watching.
Kentucky just find a way to pull it out at the end, and you know, that was fun to watch. So anything else that sticks out to you about this week? I know what? I was saying that you I know a head coach that started 0-4 that you are poking a little fun at.
Yeah, that was where I was going to jump into when I said, you know, speaking of the no built-in excuses, Coach Cal, zero excuses, man. You have a very expensive roster. You got a lot of booster support. I don't like them. I don't like interacting with Arkansas fans on social media and all that kind of stuff, but you have a very passionate fan base in Arkansas. You got, you know, you're supposed to be one of the best coaches of all time, and you start 0-4 with a lot of talented five stars on that team. Boogie Flan, DJ Wagner. Then you got some transfer. You got Adu from Tennessee. You brought Big Z. I'm not even going to try to pronounce his real name, from like Kentucky. I mean, you got talent, but then you go to LSU and blow a lead. Like, Cal, you might need to start looking at that retirement now. I mean, I know you just got to Arkansas trying to get into that Arkansas system, but I don't know if you're going to last long if you keep this up.
Yeah, man. It was just kind of embarrassing almost. But who knows? You're going to piss off the guy. You're going to piss off Tyson, and there goes all your NIL. So, oh well. Not our problem. Boo pick suey, as I've said before. So after that, we're going to jump into power rankings for going into this week. I think at 16, South Carolina, I think they look like the worst team in the conference right now. Did have a close one against Auburn at home, but just looking kind of like the bottom dog right now. Uh-huh. I'm at 15. Wells' favorite coach, Coach Cal, and the Hogs are at 15. You know, just not a win yet, but I just feel like if the two played, we'd probably go Arkansas, and I think that's fair to say. At 14 we have Oklahoma. You know, the 14 through 16 haven't won a conference game yet. Oklahoma blown a lead last night, or not blown a lead, but you know, trying to come back and, you know, falling a little short. So we got them at 14. And then at 13, we have LSU. They got it. Was that their first conference win?
It was.
So, you know, getting their first conference win probably would have been, maybe would have been at 16. You could argue if they would have lost against Arkansas. So,
yeah, I mean, we had them at 16 last week. So if they don't win, I don't feel like there's really any justification to bump them up, especially when you didn't really play anybody extremely great kind of thing. At 12, we have Texas. Texas is sitting there beating Oklahoma last night, so they're 1-3. But, you know, if they're beating Oklahoma, did you really beat anybody right now? Although Oklahoma does have a good quad one wins in non-conference, so we'll see how that matters. We have Vanderbilt at 11. Not much to say of Vanderbilt over Texas other than, hey, Vanderbilt's one conference win is against LSU. They have one win. Texas is one conference win against Oklahoma. They don't have a win. But those teams are really close in our opinion. 10, we have Georgia. Georgia went 1-1 this week with the win versus Oklahoma on Saturday, but then losing Tennessee last night, Wednesday night. Now, they played Tennessee really close in the first half. Actually, I think they were leading by two.
They were up at half, yeah.
At halftime, and then just absolutely got drug in the second half, which a lot happens to a lot of teams at up there in Knoxville. So we're not going to hold it to them again too much, but you know, we'll see how they look Saturday versus Auburn. And then with 9, we have A&M, which honestly feels a really low saying. Like, I mean, but you've lost your last two. Now, granted, your last two were really tough games. Bama without Way Taylor at home, which kind of you fought the whole way, basically. It kind of sweated it out. Little free throw show there, too. Long game. And then at Kentucky, you know, you lose at Rupp. Nobody's really going to bat an eye. But going 0-2, we had to move them down to 9.
Yeah, I didn't watch that game, but it looks like Way Taylor didn't play on that one either.
He didn't.
So, going to 8, we have Mississippi State going 0-2. You know, losing a tough one at home against Kentucky that you and I both had picked, and then losing pretty bad at Auburn Tuesday night. So just got Mississippi State at 8, Florida at 7. They came off 1-1 this week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they lost a very, you know, a pretty bad loss, I would say, at home against Missouri on Tuesday night. And then Saturday, they won on the road at Arkansas. So, you know, not, you know, one that you really should win at Arkansas. So just felt like them going 1-1 and State going 0-2 is kind of why we had them above State at 7. At 6, we got Missouri after going 2-0 this week, winning at home against Vandy and then going on the road and beating Florida. Kind of had to put them over Florida in as far as head to head in the power rankings. And then at 5, now we have Alabama. You know, just going 1-1, winning a tough one on the road at A&M. Just, you know, all the whistles kind of seeming to some went your way, some didn't. And then obviously losing one at home against Ole Miss that you probably shouldn't have. You're an 11.5-point favorite, probably shouldn't lose that one at home. So that's why we got Bama at 5.
Yeah, and I'd really be interested to see in the hypothetical world if it would have been flipped. If Bama would have lost at A&M but then won at home, would we have – I mean, sure, we may have moved them down, but would we have maybe put them in the 4 slot, maybe the 3 slot kind of thing? And it, heck, I mean, definitely, maybe even maybe not even move them at all, depending, you know, because Ole Miss, the only reason we have them all the way up at 2 is because they beat Bama. So if they had lost to Bama, then they definitely wouldn't have slid that much. But 4 is Tennessee, kind of struggle win versus Texas, but we're not going to say a struggle win on the road because winning on the road is hard in this conference. And then took care of business last night versus the Dogs, as we said earlier. 3 is Kentucky. You know, Kentucky winning at State and at A&M at home might be the most impressive of anybody this week. Probably the most impressive of anybody this week. So got them at 3. Ole Miss at 2. Going to respect the 4-0, especially now that they beat Alabama at home. I said last week that they hadn't played nobody, and then this was the test, and then they passed the test. So bumped them up to 2. And then 1, we got Auburn. Even without Jani Broome, they looked extremely good versus Mississippi State. Not so good versus South Carolina. But like I said, with Tennessee, close loss. Our close win on the road is a win on the road, and it's tough to win on the road. So keep Auburn at 1 for that spot for now.
Yeah, for sure. You want to go over the results for last week?
Yeah, I guess I do want to go over the results from last week. So last week I went 11-5, and Jacob went 9-7, which that increases my overall lead to 24-8 for me and 21-11 for Jacob. So still both respectable, but hopefully we can get a little bit better this week.
Yeah, we'll complain.
All right, you want to start Saturday or me?
I'll go Saturday since both of our teams are playing the first two games, so kind of a tough one, but I'll start it. So Alabama, number 4, Alabama definitely won't be number 4 going into Monday, whenever they change the ranking. I mean, I guess you could say they'll probably fall a few spots depending on what happens Saturday. At number 8, Kentucky, who's 14-3, 3-1 in conference play. I don't think I said it, but Alabama's 14-2, 3-1 in conference play. It's 11 a.m. tip on ESPN at Rupp. What you got?
I got to take Kentucky at Rupp. They got 2 of the best wins last week, and they looked the best out of anybody last week. So I'm going to take Kentucky. I am not 100% confident in that pick. Maybe if Alabama would have won, I'd have took them. But I am going to take Kentucky to get the weekend started with a win.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I've been leaning that way all day. It just seems like the most Alabama thing in the world to lose that one and go on the road and win this one. This is one that so when I was looking at this SEC slate before the season started, so I just kind of looked at the schedule and I was like, all right, I'm going to see, just looking at who I would pick. And I picked Bama at 13-5. You know, there's going to be a game in there where you probably lose one you shouldn't, which was Tuesday night. You win one that you shouldn't. This seems like one that you could win that you probably shouldn't. So I'm going to go Bama to win on the road.
I don't hate it. Has there been any report on Darren Reed? I know we're still two days out from the game, so the injury report ain't out yet. But
well, the availability report will come out tomorrow, the initial one, and then they release the one
an hour
before. So
does, if you say Darren Reed is out, does that change your mind at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. I think he'll be questionable on the report tomorrow or Friday. And hopefully he can go. If not, I think it could be a repeat of Tuesday night, which would be unfortunate. But Next game is number one Auburn, who's 16-1, 4-0 in conference play, at number 23 Georgia, who is 14-3, 2-2 in conference play. It's a noon tip, SEC Network. What you gonna go with?
I'm gonna take Auburn. I keep saying I'm gonna take Auburn until they lose, and they haven't lost yet. I see it a trap game. I really do. Hopefully, it's not. It's like the staff has the team ready, because we do have the midweek bye, just like Bama, where we don't play again until Tennessee Saturday. So hopefully the game is so far away that they're not looking ahead to Tennessee. If it was a midweek game, I definitely would be a little bit worried here. So I'm going to take Auburn to go on the road and get the road win at Georgia. But, you know, I'm not 100% confident in that pick right now.
Yeah. Man, I see this being a trap game for sure. And I think I'm going to go Georgia to get the win at home, solely only because it's at home and how they've played at home this year. You know, beating Kentucky and beating Oklahoma in their two SEC wins, both came at home. So I'm going to take Georgia to win at home, get an upset.
All right, going on to the next game, we got number six, Tennessee. Tennessee is 16-1, 3-1 in conference play. Game is at Vanderbilt, so we got a little in-state rivalry right here. Vanderbilt is 14-3, 2-2. It is a 2:30 p.m. God's time zone, the central time zone, the best time zone in the world. And as we say every episode, don't you forget it. And it is on SEC Network. Jacob, what you going with?
I'm going to go with Tennessee to win on the road. But, you know, wouldn't be shocked if Vandy does win it at home, you know, just because with how dynamic this league has been so far. I mean, they're 2-2 with where they went on the – they lost at home and on the road. So, who did they beat at home?
They beat
– or have they might be
one, I think they might – I think I might have that wrong. They might be 1-3.
They beat South Carolina
and then at LSU. Yep, that's their win. So not entirely impressive.
Yeah, but, you know, that place, Memorial, is haunted, man. So that place is just like Jordan-Hare.
Yeah, I'm going to take Tennessee to overcome the haunted house. I think Tennessee's going to win on the road. Don't think we're going to see a repeat of what we saw at Florida versus Tennessee. I don't think Vanderbilt plays that good defensively. They don't have the talent to do that, in my opinion. So I'm going to take the Vols to go into Nashville and get the win. I expect a very strong Vol presence, because there always is a strong Vol presence when they play in Nashville, pretty much no matter the sport. You know, normally football, other teams come in and their Vanderbilt Stadium and kind of make their presence known, but doesn't really happen in a lot of the other sports. But I think we'll see Tennessee establish themselves as, you know, maybe the superior fan base in Tennessee with a win versus with them packing out Memorial.
Yeah. All right. So just to preface, they both suck, but go ahead.
You don't like Tennessee Orange?
No, I think it's
you're not Megan Maroney?
No. She needs to go ahead and she needs to take that song out. It can go ahead and go be with Coach Bryant.
if you say so. I think she's a great artist, in my opinion, though.
Okay, yeah, okay.
All right, now we've got South Carolina, 10-7, 0-4 in conference play, at Oklahoma. Oklahoma's 13-4, 0-4 in conference play. It's a 3 p.m. ESPNU game of the winless, and I'm going to take Oklahoma to join the win in conference play, get their first conference win in SEC in history. I just – South Carolina on the road, man, it's hard to take them. Got to give the nod to the home team right here. Maybe if it was at South Carolina, I would take South Carolina, but I'm going to take OU at home.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's kind of like when you said you're going to take Auburn until they lose, but I'm not going to take South Carolina until they win. So I just don't think there'll be enough to do it on the road, especially. So let's go with Oklahoma to win at home. All right, next game is Texas, who's 12-5, 1-3 in conference play, at number 5, Florida, who's 15-2, 2-2 in conference play after a very bad loss at home against Missouri. 3 p.m. tip on ESPN2. What you got?
Take Florida. I don't see them losing twice, two in a row at home. You know, they're a really good team. Walter Clayton Jr. and the boys are going to, I think they're going to bounce back. Now, they are having more off-the-field issues that came out tonight. Seems to be a trend under the Todd Golden staff. Hate that, because I thought he was doing okay for my coach of the year pick, but I don't know how much I feel about that right now. But they're going to be able to put that aside, and they're going to beat Texas at home.
Yeah. I'm going to go Florida to win at home. I think, you know, since the Kentucky game, man, it feels like Walter Clayton Jr. just kind of has been a little silent. I think Will Richard and Elijah Martin have kind of stepped up and been the two guys for them. So I'm going to go to Florida to win at home. All right. And then next game is the Egg Bowl basketball. Number 21, Ole Miss, who's 15-2, 4-0 in conference play. At number 15, Mississippi State, who is 14-3, 2-2 in conference play. It's 5 p.m. tip on ESPN2. I'm going to go Ole Miss to win on the road. I think, you know, obviously they showed Tuesday night that they can do it. So does Mississippi State lose 3 in a row? I don't know. I think that place is going to be packed. But, you know, that doesn't seem like Mississippi State has been able to finish the past couple of weeks or the past week. So go to Ole Miss to win on the road.
Yeah, I'm going to take State at home, man. I'm not extremely confident with the pick. I probably would take Ole Miss if it was at the Pavilion, but I'm going to take State. I think they're too good of a basketball team. Cam Matthews, Riley Hubbard. I think they're probably going to get Riley Kugel. I think that's how he says back for this game too. He averages 10 points a game for them, so that's 10 points they desperately need right now. So I think Chris Jans and the boys aren't going to let them, you know, lose 3 in a row, especially in this Egg Bowl right here. So I'm going to take Mississippi State to win.
Not shocking with the fact that Mississippi State's the Auburn of Mississippi. So it just makes all the sense.
You could say that. You could say that, except that, you know, Auburn is West Georgia.
There you go.
You know, and Mississippi State is technically, I'd say it's still East Alabama, East Mississippi. I don't know if it's West Mississippi yet, but it's close. West Alabama close, but it's close.
Very close.
All right. Now we got Arkansas 11-6, 0-4 in conference play at Missouri. Missouri is 14-3, 3-1 in conference play. 5 p.m. SEC Network game. Who are you going with, Jacob?
Go Missouri at home. Wouldn't be shocked if they're, you know, riding this high of winning 2 in a row. Is it 3 in a row?
3 in a row. 3 in a row.
Yeah. Wouldn't be shocked if Coach Cal finds a way to go in there and gets his first win. But I'm gonna go with Missouri. Go with the home team.
Yeah, you know, I like Missouri too, though. But you know, I respect. You know, I was dogging on Cal to start the episode, but I respect Cal. I think he, you know, was a great coach once upon a time. Not sure if it's there no more. But you know, that great coach just doesn't see me saying a Coach Cal led team is gonna go 0-5 in conference play to start the year. That scares me a little bit. But Missouri's been playing ball, man. They've been shooting the kid grill. The white kid grill was absolutely shooting the lights out in the first half at Florida on the other night. So that's going to carry. I'm going to take Missouri with you.
Yeah.
All right. And then the final game of Saturday is LSU 12-5, 1-3 in conference play at number 11, Texas A&M. Texas A&M is 13-4, 2-2 in conference play. It is a 7:30 p.m. SC Network game. And I'm going to take A&M at home. With or without Wade Taylor, like we said earlier, the injury report is not out yet at the time of recording this, so we don't know exactly if we should expect Wade Taylor or not, but I still think at Rita Arena, I am going to take Buzz Williams and the guys to get it done.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think A&M and Buzz Williams plays that six man on the court, so get them to do it at home. The place is extremely hard to play at and go get a win, so go A&M on the road. All right, so going to Tuesday. First game of the night is Vanderbilt at number 4, Alabama. 6 p.m. tip on SEC Network. I go Alabama to win at home. Just, you know, at this point, not really, really any win for any team doesn't necessarily surprise me just with how the first 4 games have gone. But I'd be shocked to see Bama drop this one at home. So I'm going to go Bama to win at home against Vandy.
Yeah, I'm going to take Bama to win at home, too. If what I said is correct, they'll be on a 2-game losing streak because losing to Kentucky Saturday. And I don't think Nate Oates, the team, is too talented. If Darren Reed was questionable the other night, and you know, even if he's questionable Saturday, unless they're just hiding something, then he should be ready to go come Tuesday. So I don't think Bama will lose 3 in a row. So Bama's going to win at Coleman.
All right. And then next game is number 15, Mississippi State at number 6, Tennessee. 6 p.m. tip on ESPN2. I don't really know if this one's going to be close. We'll take Tennessee to win at home.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. We'll take Tennessee to win at home. I'm not sure if I'm with you on the closeness part. You know, I respect Chris Jans. I respect Josh Hubbard, although he did not play good versus Auburn. Neither did Cameron Matthews, if we're being honest right here. But I just, you know, Auburn did it. So I want to say that it doesn't happen. But I just respect Mississippi State too much to just be like, yeah, they're going to get blown out. Especially because Tennessee has looked a little human recently. So Tennessee wins, but I do not think it's going to be a blowout.
Yeah.
All right. And the final game Tuesday is Missouri at Texas. Texas is, all right, it's going to be 8 p.m. SEC Network game. Who are you going with, Jacob?
I'm going to go Texas to win at home. Let's go with hook them to win it at home. Maybe Missouri is coming off of a win or a loss, regardless which one. I think the home team gets it done.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm going to take Texas to win at the Moody Center. Well, you know, it's hard to win on the road. Missouri did it Tuesday night, but I'm not going to put a lot of faith in them to do it again, even though, you know, Texas is not that great. They got Trey Johnson. Trey Johnson can hoop. So I'm going to take Texas with you. All right. And the first game on Wednesday, January 22nd, is number 5 Florida at South Carolina. It is a 2 p.m. or sorry, 6 p.m. SC Network game. I'm with you. That was a good statement, what you said earlier. Until South Carolina wins, I'm not going to pick them. So let's take Florida to go to Colonial Life and get the win.
Yeah. I'm with you. I think Florida wins on the road. Just don't really have enough faith in South Carolina. It's kind of like, you know, we're kind of looking at it in the way of how we looked at Missouri last year, you know, like counting down to when they'd get that first win. Just nothing really looks promising right now. So go with Florida to win on the road. All right. And the final, the first 8 o'clock game on Wednesday is number 11, Texas A&M at number 21, Ole Miss, 8 p.m. tip on ESPN2. Still don't know as far, you know, what's going on away, Taylor. I think this one be a tough one to go get on the road. So I'm going to go Ole Miss to win at home.
Yeah, I'm going to take Ole Miss to win at home as well. I have them coming off a loss versus Mississippi State. You know, they're a good basketball team with Malik Dia and Sean Purcell. Right. And then a good basketball team. So I'm going to take Ole Miss to win at home.
All right. And the final game of the night is number 23, Georgia at Arkansas. 8 p.m. tip on SEC Network. What are you going to go with?
I'm going to take Arkansas because Cal's not going to start 0-6, man. I just don't see it happening. And if I took Missouri earlier, then I got to take Arkansas here. So at Bud Walton, give me Arkansas.
Yeah, I'm going to go Arkansas too. I just don't know if, looking at Georgia's two wins, they've come at home. Their two losses, I know they lost at Ole Miss to start, and then they lost at Tennessee. So their losses have come on the road. Asa Newell's their best guy. I picked him for freshman of the year. I just don't know if he'll be enough to get everything done at Arkansas. So I'm going to go with the Hogs.
All right. Well, I guess that wraps up the slate. I got to make sure I got this right. So I think it's Auburn, Kentucky, LSU, and Oklahoma have the midweek buys next week. So we only have 12 teams playing. So 6 games with a 3-3 next week. So we got, again, Auburn, Kentucky, LSU, and Oklahoma have the midweek buys.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, I think that wraps up episode 4 of season 6. If it just means less, we appreciate you listening. We'll see you next week.